Good Thursday. Today is January the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's that time of year when the Great Lakes shipping season is coming to a close due to all the ice on the Great Lakes, and it's repair time for the locks, especially up at the Sioux Locks in northern Michigan. We're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as the 45Z tax guidelines. We'll be back with those details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Great Lakes navigation season has come to a close. After saying goodbye to the last salty ship of the season back on December the 28th, the Port of Duluth Superior closed for the end of the Laker season. As the Sioux Locks then closed, a Laker season is actually longer than salty season. We're talking about ships that strictly go on the Great Lakes versus those ships that are salties that go out in the ocean. That's the big difference there. The Sioux Locks, MacArthur Lock, closed for the navigation season as they will conduct their seasonal repairs and maintenance. They did that back on December the 16th. The USACE Detroit District on their website said the Poe Lock would remain open until January 15th or until commercial traffic ceased. The Sioux Projects Office, that's a multidisciplinary team of teams that perform and oversee critical inspections, repairs, and maintenance during the annual non-navigation closure period, often referred to as winter work. With both the MacArthur and the Poe Locks being well beyond the intended service life, it's imperative that these national assets continue to be strategically managed and winter work activities are optimized to ensure operational reliability until the new lock at Sioux is put into service. Now, the Sioux Locks would remain closed through March the 25th to perform seasonal critical maintenance. Federal regulations establish the operating season based on a feasibility of vessels operating during the typical Great Lakes ice conditions, and more than 4,500 vessels carrying up to 80 million tons of cargo will maneuver through the Sioux Locks annually. That includes iron ore, coal, wheat, and limestone as the most frequently carried commodities. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Detroit District maintains a navigation system, including 81 harbors and channels joining Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron, St. Clair, and Lake Erie. In other agricultural headlines, retail fertilizer prices started 2025 mixed. Now continuing the same trend as the end of 2024, prices for all eight major fertilizers saw no significant movement in either direction during the first week of January. Average retail fertilizer prices for five fertilizers were slightly higher than previous months. Those were potash, which had an average price of $444 a ton, 1034-O had an average price of $615 per ton, anhydrous ammonia was at $735 a ton, UAN-28 was at $326 a ton, and UAN-32 was at $365 per ton. Prices for the remaining three fertilizers were slightly lower than a month ago. DAP had an average price of $738 a ton, MAP at $808 a ton, and urea was at $490 per ton. If we break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 45 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 58 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, just less than a week after biofuels groups lamented about the lack of details in the Clean Fuels Production 45Z tax credit, USDA released an interim rule for climate smart crops being used for biofuel feedstocks that should provide the biofuel industry more clarity on how to move forward. Now, this interim rule, titled the Technical Guidelines for Climate Smart Agriculture Crops Used as Biofuel Feedstocks, or the CSA rule, outlines how the practice that reduces greenhouse gas emissions or sequester carbon will score out on a county-by-county basis rather than requiring bundling of practices. USDA noted that the interim rule will allow for measuring the carbon benefits of individual practices such as no-till planting or cover crops and nitrogen inhibitors. The rule outlines procedures for quantifying and verifying a wider range of farm practices. Now, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, in what he said would be his final press call, explained the release of which will allow farmers who grow corn, soybeans, and sorghum to calculate how different individual practices can lower their carbon intensity score for crops when selling to the biofuels plants. Ideally, the Treasury Department and Department of Energy will take the technical work done by the USDA and incorporate that data into the final work updating the greenhouse gas, regulated emissions, and energy use and technologies, or what they call the GREET model. That makes it easier for biofuel facilities to qualify for the 45Z credit and produce sustainable aviation fuel, Vilsack said. This rule could essentially be rolled into or dropped into whatever work they need to do to finalize 45Z. Now, for producers, Vilsack said the interim rule represents a significant marker in that USDA roadmap for generating new income for farmers. The 45Z, for instance, provides up to $1 a gallon a tax credit for clean fuels used on roads and $1.75 tax credit for fuels used in sustainable aviation fuel production. To qualify, the fuels must have a 50% lower emission score than petroleum-based fuels. Now, if leveraged in clean transportation fuel programs, these standards may help producers earn a price premium for a reduced carbon intensity, Vilsack said. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.